Morning, Chris. How are you? The new man at the pool. John. Nice man. He's a chef. Backstroke. I'm sorry I never take you to the pool. Can't rely on you to stay in your lane. Gravy bite.
I was thinking in the shower. With most couples, the relationship starts with passion and declines into routine. Ours started with routine. Walk, food, sleep, walk, food, sleep. Where's your wooden spoon? Doesn't taste right without your wooden spoon. Ah, here it is. Oh, that's them. We'll talk later.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
We present The Dog by John Cantor. How much
is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Welcome. I'm Fraser, and you're Apples?
Yes. My real name's Emma, but when I was tiny, I couldn't pronounce my sister's name, Abigail. It came out as Apples, and that stuck.
Right. And you're Charlie?
Yep.
Did you find it all right?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Comfortable? Not too cold?
Fine, thank you.
Charlie?
What?
You're not too cold?
Whatever.
Right. Let me explain the basic things first. This is a safe place where you can say anything. Nothing you say will go any further, unless I find out you're harming yourself or each other, okay?
Understood.
I'm not here to take sides or to tell you how to live your lives. The solutions to your problems must come from you. They're your solutions. Right then, well, if your mobiles are switched off, we'll start, yes?
Is your mobile off, Charlie?
What do you think?
I sense you're reluctant to be here, Charlie, is that right?
Brilliant. This is a top man, is it?
I told you, we counselled Shelley and Mike. Shelley's my best friend. She said you were tolerant and kind.
You counselled Shelley and Mike, did you?
Yes.
So how come they're divorced?
My job is to help couples stay together if that's what they want to do. If they don't, my job is to help them separate in the least painful way.
She threw all his clothes out the window.
I'm sorry to hear that, but that's better than throwing him out of the window.
Right, I'm off. I've got work to do.
Your work is more important than your marriage.
Apples, if I may, it's best if I ask the questions. Charlie, many couples find this process hard to begin with.
I have to be somewhere for work. It's that simple.
Did you not arrange to take time off?
I don't arrange to take time off. I'm in charge of my own time. And right now, I need to be with the moon.
You have to be with the moon?
Yeah. I manage the moon. He doesn't know who the moon is.
The moon is a girl singer.
Ah.
Well, don't make her sound like someone in a pub.
You found her in a pub.
Yes, I did. And last year, she was the 9th biggest selling artist in the UK.
The moon is clearly very important to you, Charlie. Would you like me, after the session is over, to listen to her work? Do you have a cassette?
A cassette? Shall I put some Vera Lynn on the B-side? She needs me in the studio, now.
No, you need to be in the studio. It is your need.
Right, I'm out of here. This kidnap is over.
I asked you to come here to save our marriage.
There is nothing wrong with our marriage.
This is why I need your help. He can't see.
Do I hit you?
Does he?
Am I having an affair?
Are you?
What is your problem?
You're my problem.
Charlie, you said Apples kidnapped you. What do you mean by that?
She said she'd stab me with a knife if I didn't come to counselling.
I never said that.
You did.
If I said it, you made me say it.
You're both here now. You're safe. Charlie, sit down. Let's hear your story.
It's not a story. It's the truth.
Absolutely. Let's hear your truth. Then Apple's truth.
It doesn't mean I've signed up for this counselling therapy thing. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, fall backwards into your arm.
No falling, no stabbing. Just calm talk. Will you turn your mobile off now?
Can't do it, mate.
What about this, then? Keep the phone on, but only answer if it's the moon.
OK.
You all right with that, Apples?
Do women behave like this with you?
We're not here to talk about my experience.
He got you there, didn't he?
I'm not here to get anyone. We're here to work together. Let's begin with the communications exercise. You are both going to talk for 5 minutes without interruption.
Great. Never get that at home.
Neither do I.
Then this will help you both. Charlie, let's start with you. Tell me what you think is wrong with your relationship. I'm starting the stopwatch.
No.
She is.
Right. You still have 4 minutes and 48 seconds.
I don't need them.
We have 6 sessions, Charlie. It sounds a lot, but it is not. So let's not waste time. I'd like you to talk about yourself for 5 minutes. Your thoughts, your needs, your hopes. Can you do that?
Start a watch again. Walk in the dark. Guess a walking bird dog.
If you don't know how to do it. Come on, Grace. Keep up, old girl. You're slow today. Did you hear what I said? Apples is a poodle. I want to tickle her tummy and tell her it's going to be fine. Charlie is a Rottweiler. I want to shoot him. No. That's harsh. You know when you see a Rottweiler on the balcony of a council flat? I want him to fall off. Keep that to yourself, eh? First couple I ever saw were called Gerald and Marjorie. That dates it, doesn't it? When did you last meet a baby called Gerald? He insisted I call him Sir Gerald. What an ass. I don't have time to waste on this. I'm an important man. He actually said that. Sir Gerald Abbott, MP. Poor Marjorie. You know what I wanted to say to her? Run. Can't say that. Unprofessional. God, I love this park. Here, I'm just an old man talking to his dog. No responsibilities. I'm sorry you can't be there with me when I'm counselling, but my clients mustn't know anything about me. If they know stuff, they assume things. Oh, he's a dog lover who swims every day. Me too. He's on my side. They turn you into someone who thinks like them. Transference. I'll lend you a book about it. You can lick it. Come on, we'd better get back. I've got Apples and Charlie round two. What is it with you today, old girl? Are you not feeling well? Your walking is definitely slower. Oh, well, I suppose you could say the same about me. Apples, tell me about meeting Charlie.
I saw an ad for a job as a PA to an artist manager. I knew I was right for it, so I went for the interview and I got the job and I started working with Charlie.
For me? You worked for me?
If he interrupts, can I start again?
Well, I suppose that's...
I saw an ad for a job as a PA to an artist manager. So I went for the interview and I got the job and I started working with Charlie.
For me?
I saw an ad...
Let's say you met when you were both working for the same company.
Yeah, that's right. My company.
And when did you fall in love?
Instantly.
I was asking Apples.
You never told me that?
Minute you walked in a room?
Well, since you've said that, Charlie, what was it that made you fall in love?
Everything. Legs. Eyes. Hair. I'd never seen such a beautiful bum.
You didn't see my bum when I walked in. I didn't back into the room, did I? I have a very nice bum, which I've earned with exercise and diet and self-respect, but I didn't use it in that interview in any way.
I'm paying her a compliment. She's angry.
I was the best qualified person.
Let's slow down. It may be you were the best qualified person and you had a very nice bum.
That's right. Apples was the best PA I ever had. She ran my life. She organised everything.
Don't you dare say I was your rock.
Okay, I won't. But you were.
He always says that. Does a rock grow? Does a rock develop?
We can look that up in the internet later. Charlie, we know what attracted you to Apples. Apples, what attracted you to Charlie?
I found him moody and hard to please, but he could also be very sweet and vulnerable. He was needy. And I liked that, because I felt he needed me, but I didn't let him touch me for months because I'm not the sort of person who has an affair with her boss.
But you did!
No, I married you.
Yeah, but before that, we had an affair. Why not just admit it? I had a good body and a nice Porsche. I was an important man.
You and your importance.
Sir Gerald, am I right in thinking you wanted a partner who would look up to you?
Did you just call me Sir Gerald?
Did I? I'm sorry.
Who the hell's Sir Gerald? Is he your next appointment or something? He sounds awful.
I made a mistake.
He called me Sir Gerald. This is surreal.
It was a slip of the tongue, Charlie. Don't make it a big deal.
Well, we know whose side you're on.
I'm on the side of kindness. Fraser is a slightly older gentleman, and that's the sort of thing that happens.
I apologise again. Now, can we please...
Gotta go. The moon needs me. Her washing machine's broken down.
What are you going to do? She needs a plumber.
She's in a state. There's a puddle on the kitchen floor.
Well, go on then, stand in it.
Well, session appears to be over. Same time next week, then.
Well, can't you and I talk? We've still got 15 minutes.
I can only talk to you both at the same time. It keeps it balanced and fair.
Oh, don't move. You've got hair on your shoulder. Gotcha. Whose hair is this, then?
I can't say.
Not yours, eh? I like your boldness, actually. Some bald men look aggressive. You don't. It brings out your eyes. I really appreciate what you're doing for me.
Anything I'm doing for both of you.
You can be harder on him, you know. He respects it if you shout at him.
I can't comment.
The moon's young enough to be his daughter.
I still can't comment, I'm afraid.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a sexual relationship. In some ways, that'd be better, because it'd last for a bit, and then she'd end it, and Charlie would be humiliated.
Please don't try to make me comment, because I can't.
You feel women's pain, don't you? I can see it in your eyes.
My eyes are not feeling women's pain. My eyes are making no comment.
Charlie has to learn to cope with change.
Please don't look into my eyes.
If you and I can make him change, we can stay together.
Right. I'm closing them. They're shut now. I'll see you at the same time next week. Are you still here? I'll take a dog's life, just laying in the sun. I'll take a dog's life, 'cause I don't care for this. I can't keep up, Grace. He said he was important and it just came out. Sir Gerald. And the poodle's not a poodle at all. I was wrong. She's a poodle Rottweiler cross. Money's the problem. Got too much of it. If you had a million gravy bites offshore, whatever that means, if you had a million gravy bites on a raft, would you be happy? No. You want one gravy bite, and you want it now. Wait till we get to the traffic lights. Oh, sit. Sit. Go on. Under the dashboard. Sit. Good girl. Open wide. In it goes. So, why am I a counsellor if it's so unrewarding? That's what you must be asking yourself. Well, 40 years ago, I was a male nurse, and counselling just seemed better. You still helped others, but with less blood and more sitting down. I'm just trying to reduce pain. Sir Gerald made Marjorie cook 5-course meals for him and his parliamentary chums. So I said, would it be all right if Marjorie cooked 4 courses? He graciously agreed. I reduced Marjorie's pain from a 5-course pain to a 4-course pain. Here we are. Miriam Westerhausen. You love Miriam, don't you? She's such a nice vet. With her big hair and her South African accent. You've not been walking too well, have you, old girl? Something's obviously wrong. So Miriam's going to reduce your pain. Then we're going to go home and I'll give you a 1-course meal. Does that sound like a good idea? Yes, it does. Trust me. Okay, we're near the end of the session. Charlie, how have things progressed since we started these sessions?
Great. We're doing a showcase in New York next month.
Sorry, I don't understand.
He means him and the moon.
Yeah. Killer Miller's putting the word out. Killer Miller.
hottest manager in New York, and he's helping us.
Fraser isn't interested, Charlie.
I'm neither interested nor uninterested. The point is, I was asking how you and Apples have progressed.
You knew that, Charlie.
No, I didn't. I thought it was a general question. God, you make me angry.
Don't say you make me angry. Say I am angry. You choose to be angry or not. This is something I'd like you both to work on. Apples, remember when Charlie accused you of threatening to kill him? First you denied it, but then you said, if I said it, you made me say it. No, you control your actions. Secondly, it might bring you closer, literally, if you set aside a time in the day to sit together and look into each other's eyes without judging. Just be in the moment, thinking about the other person's feelings. Do you want to try that?
What? Now?
Why not? Turn your chairs to face each other. Good. Now, in your own time, look at each other. And again?
What, again now?
Yes, you can do this, Charlie. Better.
No, it wasn't. First he looked at my chin and then he looked at my nose.
Well, it takes practice.
No, it doesn't. I did it perfectly, straight away.
OK, then. Time's up. Thank you. See you next week.
Yep.
I know you can't comment, but I didn't think much of that.
I can't comment.
I know. That's what I just said.
Here, Grace.
Grace!
Hello. Why can't they be more like you and me? You look at me all the time. Sometimes I wish you didn't. Sorry, old girl. There's nothing I can do about your lump. We've got a bit of time left, though, eh? Let's enjoy it. Would a gravy bite ease the pain? Sit. Open wide. In it goes. Still got a bit of appetite, then. Shall I get out the wooden spoon? Today, I want to explore what happened to you after you got married.
We went to the Maldives.
No, I meant, did your relationship alter?
Yes. I realised on my honeymoon that life wasn't just about money.
You realised in the Maldives that life wasn't just about money?
Yes. I knew I needed to develop as a person. I was unformed, so I told Charlie I was giving up my job.
And what did you do when you gave up your job? How did you spend your time?
I did a Japanese language course and an Indian cookery course and a jewellery making course. I wanted to fulfil myself. Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
You chose that face.
My face? I didn't go to a shop and choose it.
You know perfectly well what I mean.
Charlie, did you not believe in what Apples was doing?
No. Neither did she. She gave up the Japanese and the curry cookery.
I didn't give up the jewellery course, did I? I carried on with that till the twins arrived, and then I took it up again when they went to boarding school.
Why are my girls at boarding school?
Remember the rules, please.
You ask the questions.
Thank you. Well done.
So, ask her why my girls are at boarding school.
They wanted to go.
They were 8 years old. She told them they wanted to go.
I wanted them to have a better education than what I did, which is what they are having.
Yeah. They're learning how to hang out with posh kids. Where are they now? They're skiing in the Seychelles.
He doesn't know anything. You can't ski in the Seychelles. They're in Majev.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I don't see my girls.
They're happy and I'm free.
What is it you're free to do, Apples?
I make my own jewellery. Earrings, necklaces, rings.
Does making jewellery fulfil you?
Yes, but I also run a charity with my best friend Shelley, Open Day. That's the name of it. We bring inner-city kids to the country for a day. They visit people with horses and swimming pools and tennis courts.
When you say people with horses, you mean yourselves?
Well, not just us. There's 400 homeowners in the scheme. They get to share what they have, and the kids get to see what they have, which is very aspirational. Open Day organise everything. Transport, security, tennis coach, swimming coach, horse riding, lunch. All the kids have to do is enjoy themselves.
Do you not support this charity, child?
Well, it wasn't his idea, so he doesn't like it.
His kid's dying of hunger. That's who you want to help.
There are plenty of charities devoted to starving children.
Then join one of them.
I'm making a contribution. You can't stand that. You want a wife who has your supper ready, does your washing, looks after your kids, and has sex with you whenever you want.
Is there a problem with that?
I hate you.
Let's look at the positive side of that.
Eh?
What?
Yes, you shout at each other and say unpleasant things. On the other hand, these are indications that you still feel passionately about each other.
She passionately hates me, mate.
If you'll kindly let me finish. I sense there's still an attraction between you. Is that not right?
Most of the time, he doesn't come near me.
It's because I'm away with the moon.
Then suddenly, he wants it 5 times a night. It's not about me, though. He doesn't want me. He wants to relieve his stress.
It relieves your stress too, doesn't it?
You give me my stress.
Then it's only fair I take it away.
May I suggest you reduce it to 4 courses?
You what?
Intercourses. May I suggest you reduce it to 4 times a night?
I don't want to do it 4 times a night.
You don't want to do it once.
I'm a very sexual person, Charlie, as you well know. So don't you make me out to be some frigid bitch.
Right, I'm off. I'm not getting what I need. I need you to tell her she's not the woman I married and she better start being the woman I married again.
There! He said it!
Now, please, Charlie, you left a session early before. We all need you to commit to this process. I have a huge amount of experience and knowledge from which you can both benefit. Did you try looking at each other every day?
What do you think?
I wanted to do it, but he wouldn't.
Okay, maybe that didn't work for you. There are other good behaviours you can try. Give each other treats. Little things to eat. Pop a tasty morsel into each other's mouths. Open wide, in it goes.
What are you on about? You've gone weird again. You'll be calling me Sir Gerald soon. You want me to pop chocolate in Apples' mouth? You seriously telling me that that's your answer to the problems in our marriage?
Sit! Forgive me. That was unprofessional.
I loved it.
Remember John, the chef who does backstroke? I told him what was happening today and he made us a CD. Songs for Grace. Very kind of him. We're here now, Grace. This is it. Miriam is going to stop your pain. Then I'm going to drive home without you. I don't know how. Thank you for all the pleasure you've given me, old girl. I've tried to reciprocate. I don't prefer dogs to people. I prefer you to people. No, that's not right. I want to get it right. I prefer the person I am with you to the person I am with people. I've never lived with a person as long as I live with you. You know that, don't you? I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had the odd sniff. I'm gay, by the way. Why am I telling you that? I don't know. Let's put your lead on and get this over with. Sorry. Sorry. My hands are shaking. There. It's done. Let's say goodbye in here, old girl. Goodbye. We are alive, and we have 2 sessions left.
Why do you say we're alive? Do you think apples would have killed me by now?
I was just celebrating our continued survival. While there's life, there's hope. Charlie, what do you want from these final sessions?
I want you to see her rages. Go on.
What?
Show him one of your rages.
I will rise above that.
Apples, what are your hopes?
He admits he has to change.
Ah, we've heard that word before. summarise the ways in which you'd like Charlie to change.
He has to stop being a workaholic and spend more time with me and the girls. He has to support and encourage me in my efforts to fulfil myself. He has to stop thinking he's the centre of the world. I don't want to see his mouth open when he eats.
How do I get the food in?
When I'm sat on the sofa reading and he leaves the room, he has to not turn the lights off. And then he says, oh, I thought you'd left the room. No, he didn't. He felt like turning the lights off, so he did. He has to stop sticking his finger in his ear and waggling it about like he's looking for money in there. He has to...
Thank you. We just wanted a summary. Let's go back to the spending more time at home. That's obviously key. Charlie, could you not work from home every so often?
I have been. The moon's been staying at our house.
I see. How did that come about?
Well, she needed somewhere to recover after making the album before we go to New York, so I suggested our house.
Didn't ask me.
I thought you'd be great with her, and you were. Abels had never had a chance to get to know her. Now they're pals.
She's mad, Charlie.
OK, yeah, I didn't say she wasn't mad. But you dealt with it. You looked after her. You've always been good with talented people. You cooked her all those beautiful vegetarian meals.
No, I didn't cook those meals. I bought them.
All right, you bought her all those beautiful vegetarian meals and you bought them beautifully. I am trying to pay you a compliment. You throw it back in my face.
Apples, did you not feel that getting to know the moon... Charlie, do I have to keep calling her the moon? I find it embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. She's famous. Everyone says it.
Her real name is Susan Taylor.
Apples... Did you not feel that befriending the moon strengthened your relationship with Charlie?
No, on the contrary. We're both victims of Charlie.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. You want to control us both.
I was nice to you all week. I didn't lose my temper. I talked to you. Did I turn the lights off when you were sitting on a sofa? No.
No, because I was sat on the sofa with her. You were showing off your niceness to her.
Then she's good for us. You're always saying she's bad for us, but she's good. She makes me better.
She's not moving into our house.
If I may
say... What did you actually do for her when she was in our house?
She had ideas in the middle of the night, and in the morning, she sang them to me.
And?
I told her what I thought.
What do you know about it, Charlie? She's 24 years old. Her songs are all about lizards and water and blood.
You have to undermine me, don't you? Because you're jealous of what I've achieved.
If I could
just... And you're jealous of her, because she's 24 and you're not.
The process...
You don't complain about the money she brings
well,
in.
Money isn't everything.
Yes, it is. You know it is.
No, Charlie. There is creativity and family and charity.
Creativity makes money. Family costs money. Charities raise money.
The process...
She's gone to New York to get away from you.
No, she hasn't. We don't go till the end of the month.
No, she went yesterday. She told me not to tell you. I saw her book her flight.
She booked a flight?
Yes. Amazing, isn't it? She went online without you and booked a flight, and then she booked a cab to the airport without you, and then she went to the toilet without you and got in the cab. She's a young woman with a mind of her own that doesn't belong to you.
You put her up to it, didn't
you? Gorge! I miss Grace. She listened to me, and she didn't talk about herself. I'm so sorry. To sum up...
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you. To sum up...
Do you miss Grace because she's... died?
You know I don't talk about myself.
Just nod, then. If Grace has died. Oh, I am so sorry.
To sum up, you want to change. Charlie doesn't want you to change. But you already have.
Was Grace your wife?
No.
Your sister?
No.
Your daughter?
No.
Was she a friend?
Jesus, this is like a pub quiz.
It was her hair I picked off your shoulder, wasn't it?
When did you do that?
When you were helping the moon with her plumbing. You could say you're sorry too, you know.
I'm sorry. Was Grace old?
Yes. Let me ask each of you in turn if you want to carry on with your relationship or end it. Apples.
Ask him.
Charlie.
Ask her.
That's interesting. Neither of you said you wanted to end it.
I didn't say anything.
Neither did I.
I loved Grace, and Grace loved me. If there's a possibility of love between you, let's find it. For Grace's sake. That's the last time I'll mention her name.
Was love. Now I see.
It's our last session. We have to look forward. Apples, what do you hope to be doing in 5 years?
What I'm doing now, only better. Creating better jewellery and making more money for my charity.
Charlie, can you see yourself being part of that life?
How are you going to make better jewellery? Be honest, you've peaked.
People love my jewellery.
Your earrings are meant to be giraffes, right? They look more like meerkats.
Why do you belittle me?
I'm not belittling you. I'm just telling you the truth. You're not a creative person. I hang around with a creative person all day when she doesn't go off to New York without me. And you are not like her.
You don't have to be bipolar to have a talent for making jewellery. You have to learn and apply yourself.
No, you have to be a bit mad. And you're not a bit mad. You're just not.
What am I then?
You're administrative.
Administrative.
Don't look so miserable. You were the best PA I ever had because your talent is for organising.
Don't say I was your rock again or I will hit you.
Well, hit me then. I don't care because it's the truth. You're not a jeweller. You're not a charity worker.
You're belittling my charity work now, are you? You think it's bad giving inner city kids the chance to play tennis and swim in the lovely outdoors when there's a crisis in sports facilities in state schools?
Bollocks! You couldn't give a toss about facilities in state schools. You just want kids to see the size of your house. It's no wonder they wee in our pool. I hate the way you smile at them like you're royalty or something. Face it, you're ordinary.
That's it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you still here? What is it, £60 a session? We're 5 minutes in. Session's over. You owe me 55 quid.
She's in the kitchen. She's bound to come back. There's no way out that way.
What's the point of you? You're like my maths teacher, Mr. Eustace. Mr. Useless, we called him. He couldn't keep order either.
You're right. I'm wasting your time. There's absolutely nothing I can do for you.
Ooh. I say,
I told you she'd come back.
Call the police. Grab my mobile, quick.
I'm going to kill you, Charlie.
Did you press the little green thing before or
I'm going to stab you in the balls with this carving knife, and then I'm going to kill you.
I can always use the landline.
I'm going to stick it in, and then I'm going to waggle it about.
I'm divorcing you. You're getting nothing.
Don't stick anything in till I get back.
Jesus. Apples, please. What do you want me to say? You're a jeweller. You're a bit mad.
I have tried everything. The one thing I haven't tried is killing you.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want.
Excuse me. Would this butter knife help? If I give this knife to Charlie, that would even things up. I mean, I don't want to take sides.
Don't give him a knife. He'll kill me.
You asked what the point of me was, Charlie. Take my knife, Apples.
Don't give her another knife.
Apples, if I may, keep perfectly still. I'm going to replace the knife you're holding with this knife. There. Thank you. Do you see what I did, Charlie? I replaced her carving knife with a butter knife. That's the best I can do.
It's still a knife.
Yes, but it's smaller, so it won't go in so far.
Do you think I won't do it, hmm? Do you?
Apples, it's me, it's Charlie. I love your bum.
I want you to feel my pain.
Stop her!
Sorry, I can't stop pain. I could reduce it a bit more. Still again, Apples. Perfectly still. I'm now going to take the butter knife, so, and replace it with this. What do you think? Obviously, you can't stab his testicles with a wooden spoon, but with time, you could scrape them off.
It's over.
Jesus! You saved my life.
Have you finished with the knives, Apples?
That wasn't me. I'm not like that.
I'll put them back in the kitchen. Excuse me. Talk amongst yourselves.
You pulled a knife on me. I can't believe it.
You made me do it.
No. You chose to do it. Haven't you heard a word he said?
We're ready to resume the session.
I'm not staying in a room with her.
Tell us about you and Grace. You know how to love a woman.
You think because I love Grace, I know how to love a woman?
Teach Charlie how to love. That's what I want from you.
Your nerve is unbelievable.
Yes. I'll tell you about me and Grace. I've waited 40 years to break the rules. Let's do it. Ask me about me.
What was it first attracted you to Grace? I bet it wasn't her bum.
Absolutely not. It was her vulnerability. Her eyes. She had a lovely coat. I saw her and I felt the need to rescue her. So I took her home.
that night.
Wow, that is so romantic.
Well, it wasn't romance that kept us together. It was what we did for each other.
She listened to you, we know that. What did you do for her?
All the shopping and all the cooking.
You hear that, Charlie?
The man's a saint. How can I compare?
It wasn't really cooking. It was mostly tins. Grace liked simple food, and she only drank water.
Oh, my best friend Shelley does that. She says it's better for your skin.
That's not why Grace did it. She had no vanity. I never saw her seek out a mirror. She liked modest pleasures. Walking. I loved watching her walk. Grace was so natural. She was natural in everything she did.
She sounds lovely. I wish I'd met her. I'd like to have shown her my jewellery. Did she wear jewellery?
Oh, yes. She had a leather necklace she wore all the time.
I know you made Grace happy.
Stop sounding so nice. You had a knife.
Tell me about your kids. I bet you had lovely kids.
Ah, no, we couldn't have kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think about adopting?
It would have been difficult. They'd have had to be mixed race. What matters now for you and Charlie is Grace never belittled me or shouted at me. Or pulled a knife.
You won't tell anyone about that, will you? It's bad for my charity.
What a pair. You have no idea what you're like, do you? I never tell my clients what they're like. It's all here in my notebook. Let's break some more rules. Classic male desire not to look inside himself for fear of seeming weak.
That's so true.
Aggressive, bullying, domineering, impatient.
Right again.
Pushy and manipulative.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
No, that's you.
Yes!
Don't look so upset, Apples. We've all got our faults. Grace had faults. She was limited. But her faults were different from mine. You two have got the same faults. You're both dominant, self-centred and controlling.
What are you saying? We should get some new faults? Is that the moon? Where's my phone? I've lost my phone. You've got it. It's in your pocket.
So it is. It's here somewhere. Hello, the moon. This is Fraser. I'm Charlie's counsellor. I've just told him to get some new faults.
Give me the bastard phone! Moon! Yeah, it's me, how are you? Yeah. Oh, I've left you a million messages. Say that again. Hey, you don't mean that. Have you taken your medication? Why would you do that after everything I've done for you? He said that, did he? Well, he's wrong. And you're wrong. He's a far bigger nightmare than me. The moon's fired me. She's going with Killer Miller.
Lie down on the sofa, Charlie.
That's why she went to New York without me.
Lie down, come on. Rest your head on a cushion.
She doesn't want me anymore.
Have you got any vodka?
Yes, I'll go.
You stay there, I'll get it.
It's in the freezer.
I'll find it, don't worry. I'm administrative.
She flew 5,000 miles to stab me in the back.
Well, she stabbed you. Apples didn't. I'd say you broke even.
How could she do that to me?
I think you know.
I don't know. Tell me.
You got no lemons and your ice tray was empty. I filled it. There you go.
Sorry, thank you.
How could she do that to me?
This is good news. You can't see it now, but it is.
You put her up to it, didn't you?
No.
And you're in it too. It's a conspiracy.
He's a far bigger nightmare than me, you said. That's a breakthrough, Charlie. You've admitted you're a nightmare.
I'm an arsehole, aren't I? I'm the biggest arsehole you've ever met in your life.
Well, I'm a 75-year-old couples counsellor. I've met rather a lot. No, you're not the biggest. But I can't pretend. You're in my top 20 arseholes. You've still got time, though. Sit up, Charlie. Apples, sit next to him. I'll stand behind you and do this.
Oh, that's nice.
I used to do it to Grace. It was soothing for both of us.
Let it happen, Charlie.
I'm not important anymore.
Shh. Just feel my hands stroking your heads.
Oh, it's lovely when you do the ears.
Breathe deeply now. Think of something nice.
I'm thinking of you, when we first made love.
Yeah, that was nice.
On the desk in my office.
Why'd you have to say that?
Please
Think of something nice that doesn't involve a desk.
The twins, when they were babies.
Yeah, yeah, before we knew what they were like.
And now, I'm going to bring your heads together. Gently. Very gently. So you can feel waves of loyalty and forgiveness. Feel those waves flowing between you, ebbing and flowing. Ebbing and flowing. It doesn't matter if the waves are barely perceptible, just as long as you know they're there. Now, say after me, I am a nightmare.
I am a nightmare.
You two apples?
I am a nightmare.
Pardon?
I am a nightmare.
Thank you. It's a relief, isn't it? And now, I'm so lucky to have you to put up with me. Apples?
I'm so lucky to have you to put up with me.
Charlie?
I'm so lucky to have you to put up with me.
In a few seconds, I'll ask you to look at each other. And you can do that and feel lucky to have each other. Or I can smash your heads together like a couple of freaking coconuts. Do you understand?
I understand.
Let's do it.
Don't be impatient.
Sorry.
On the count of three, stand up, look at each other, and stroke the back of each other's heads, just like I've been doing to you. Three, two, one.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
It's all my fault.
No, it's all my fault.
I'm telling you, it's my fault. Don't leave me.
I won't. I love you, our soul.
What do we do now?
Leave.
What do we do when we get home?
Swim, walk, be kind to each other. Have you got a dog?
No.
Get one.
What breed?
It's up to you.
Well, we'd like your advice.
No more advice. The session's over. And you're my last case. I've retired.
The dog days are over. The dog days are done.
We're in the park, Grace. I used to walk you here. Now I'm carrying you in a box. Remember John, who made the CD? Backstroke. He's joining us. We are scattering your ashes together. And then we're having lunch. I haven't got my hopes up. Couples, eh? One minute they're knifing each other, next minute they're kissing. You're well out of it. Here he comes. Over here, John.
In The Dog by John Cantor, Fraser was played by Richard Wilson, Apples by Jasmine Hyde, and Charlie by Patrick Marlowe. The play was first produced as part of Frinton Summer Theatre's 75th anniversary season. The play was directed by Edward Max, produced by Clive Brill, and was a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.